We'll see if they can get that done in the second half. Lydia, what are your thoughts on as far as whether the Bulls can gut it out to get this one?
I think they could to make it out of this deficit. You know, I mean, they didn't start off, but you know what? They could just pick up. There's nowhere else but go up, the way I think about it.
They can definitely increase their shooting. Yeah, we've seen that. I mean, they'll need to get hotter from three, absolutely, I think, to stay in this game.
And avoid the fouls.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at that, too. Yeah, 10 fouls for the Bulls, just four for Grand Rapids. So they have been a little bit overly active on the defensive end to draw those fouls. But we're going to send it down back courtside for our team down there. John Kahn, Andy Mazur, and Anna Stanback will be taking over for the second half as well. Enjoy the second half on SportsTownChicago.com.
All right, thank you guys for the halftime show. John Kahn, Andy Mazur, Anna Stanback here for the second half of action as in a do-or-die elimination game for the Windy City Bulls. They find themselves trailing 9 at the half. Guys, what needs to change for this, for them to have a chance in this game at the end?
They need to be more aggressive, get inside of the paint, and stop taking three-pointers and make stops.
Yeah, I think that theme kind of resonates a little bit. But, you know, the thing I'm surprised about, and I want to see how they come out of the locker room here for the third quarter. I'm sure Coach Henry mentioned, without a win tonight, we have no chance of making the playoffs. I mean, give yourself a chance at least to fight and have the next game a meaningful game. You definitely want to kind of control your own situation here.
Yeah.
And right now, they just have kind of come out a little tight.
Yeah.
And obviously the most notable, who's off right now, it seems, is Archie Diacono, who's 0 for 7 from the field. As he goes, the team goes.
Yeah, he's pretty much the leader of the pack. So by him not being all together, well, I wouldn't say all together, but by him not having his best first half of the game, it's kind of, you know, slowing the pace of the Windy City Bulls of where they need to be right now.
So as we are about a minute away from starting the second half, you know, a lot has to change for this game to get going. And I remember a timeout in the first quarter where the Bulls turned it around and sort of caught fire and then took the lead. They need to start off similar like that here to start the second half.
Yeah, and Tyler Harris, I want to just mention him. He has been outstanding. He came out scoring the first 4 points for the Bulls to put them on the board. So he's been awesome all the first half of the game.
Yeah, Tyler Harris with 10 points as he's been battling a beast on the other side of the of the court in Landry Noko.
And Willis, oh my gosh. Willis, those two underneath the basket, just no contest. Speaking of him, he's walking past. He just got underneath the basket with no problem and just slammed it in. I mean, he's just a beast. He's someone that they need to watch out for.
Landry Noko out of Clemson. As we're set for the second half and the inbounds pass gets to Archie Diacono. We're underway here. As Michael Mulder has it, Archie Diacono with the ball. Gives off a dribble drive pass to C.J. Fair. He gets blocked. And the other way, Speedy Smith. Yeah, behind the back pass to Noko. And a very well-executed play for Grand Rapids as they extend their lead to 11.
Yeah, they're coming out here like they did the first half. They're coming. The Grand Rapids is coming out with no problem. Speedy is very speedy.
Tyler Harris kicks one out to Michael Mulder, and here's Jarrell Eddy out of the corner. That's off, and Noko has it for Grand Rapids. 11:15 left in the third quarter. Speedy Smith, right-hand dribble, kicks one out. Willis out of the corner, no good. Eddy has the rebound. Mulder with a pace coming the other way.
Now, the previous couple of games, Mulder has been outstanding for the Windy City Bulls. They need to somehow get him involved as well.
C.J. Fair trying to dribble past Willis as he takes it away. Back the other way, Here's a three off the mark. That was Jamel Morris. And the Bulls do have possession. Archie Diacono trying to make something happen under the paint. Finds a cutting fair and an easy layup, and contact is made as he'll have an opportunity to complete a three-point play.
Yeah, as we discussed earlier, that's what needs to happen. The Windy City Bulls really need to get inside under the paint to make something happen, and by him going into the paint and getting the foul is an excellent three-point play.
Plus, you take it to the basket, and you force Noko to play defense backing up, and now he's got two fouls.
It would be key for the Bulls to get him into foul trouble as the free throw is in by Fair. 10-25. As the Grand Rapids Drive lead 43-35. Third quarter, Morris hands the ball into the low block, finds a cutting Hearn, and that's in for the layup.
Yeah, the Windy City Bulls is playing excellent defense. It's just that the Grand Rapids Drive is just overcoming that.
10 minutes left. Fair has it. Little fadeaway from about 6 feet. No good. Speedy Smith coming the other way very fast. Finds Noko underneath. Blocked from behind is Harris. And Smith tries to alley-oop one in there, and contact made. Noko could not get the ball to go. But a foul is called, and he'll have two shots. 45-35, 9:44 left, third quarter.
This is going to be the downfall of Windy City Bulls is the foul trouble, because they were getting in foul trouble during the first half, and starting off again, they're getting called for these
fouls. Jarrell Eddy with three fouls.
Yeah, what's separating these two teams right now is offensive execution. Mm-hmm. And Grand Rapids executing at a very rapid pace here.
Very rapidly.
Noko knocks it on a pair of free throws. 47-35. 9:44 left. Archie Diacono being pressed
by Speedy.
Gives one off to Fair, who brings it into the front court. Michael Mulder has it right wing. Archie Diacono back at the top. Gets past Speedy, trying to find someone to get to the basket. Eddie with a fadeaway tough shot. Good!
Yeah, that was a great look by Jarrell Eddie. If he can't get it from the outside, he can get it from the inside.
47-37. Hearns, no good. Rapids with the lead. And Tyler Harris brings it up. He's going to hand one off to Eddie. Finds Harris back off the glass. Kind of wild shot and secured by Grand Rapids. Speedy with the pass to the right corner. Fakes a three. Defense is there. Mulder, fadeaway shot is no good. And Eddie has the rebound. Archie Diacono has it. 8:49 left, 47-37, third quarter.
I've noticed that Coach Henry has been yelling all game to push, and it seems like the Windy City Bulls isn't pushing enough.
Basket is good by Tyler Harris. 8:35 left, 47-39.
Grand Rapids doing a nice job, too, on Archie Diacono. They're sending a double team at him pretty much every time he comes down the floor.
We got a foul underneath the basket as Tyler Harris got tangled up with Noko. And so now there's two Bulls with three fouls, Jarrell Eddy and Tyler Harris. Inbound is the Smith. Noko had it, knocked away by Harris, and he picks up foul number four.
And that is not good for the Windy City Bulls. Tyler Harris has been awesome all game, and by him having four fouls, and they got a whole another quarter left and a little bit more than half of the third quarter left.
47-39, Grand Rapids with the lead. 5 seconds called on Grand Rapids trying to inbound, so turnover. And Fair will inbound to Archie Diacono. 8:21 left, third quarter. Archie Diacono gives one underneath in the post. Kicks one out. Archie Diacono has it. Right wing three, good! As he breaks his little scoreless streak in this game. First points of the game for Archie Diacono.
Yeah, sometimes it takes one shot to go in to hopefully make it spark something.
Noko trying to go underneath to Willis. Right, and a slam putback by Noko. 49-42, Grand Rapids lead, 7:44. Jarrell Eddy right in and out with the three.
That was a nice look, but unfortunately, it didn't go inside. In and out.
Morris has it, trying to get use his defender as a pick. Lobs one underneath. Noko takes contact, and he'll get to the free throw line once again. 49-42, Grand Rapids lead, 7:30 left, third quarter.
Yeah, the Bulls cannot get into a three-point shooting contest with this team right now. You need to make some stops, and you need to work yourself into the paint and get yourself a better look at the basket.
Yeah, and stop doing all these ridiculous did I say ridiculous? Well, yeah, the ridiculous fouls, because they are, it's 7:30 left into the third, and they already have four fouls.
Yeah, a lot of team fouls already, as that's not a good recipe to stay in this game, as the free throw goes in and out. Split a pair at the line, 50-42, 7:26, third quarter. Grand Rapids with the lead. Archer Diacono gets Willis in the air on the fake jump shot. And he does draw the call from the line judge.
The only thing he didn't do right was continue to go toward the basket. He had a little pass off. Otherwise, he'd be on the free throw line right now.
Yeah, because you saw that he thought about taking it, and then he passed it off.
Jarrell Eddy, left wing three, got it! 50-45, it's suddenly a new ball game.
Yeah, nothing but net for Jarrell Eddy. That is his game. And for some reason, these few games, he haven't been really connecting.
7 minutes into the second half, Willis takes the ball, but it's foul on C.J. Fair as he was trying to wrap around Willis's dribble hand. Now we're going to take a break here. 50-45, Grand Rapids with the lead, 6:57 left. And you're listening to SportsTownChicago.com Bulls Radio Network.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
And welcome back to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com. John Kahn, Anna Standback, and Andy Mazur here as Windy City out of the second half have cut into the deficit, and now it's only a 5-point disadvantage.
Yeah, again, you can't get into a 3-point shooting contest. The last couple have gone down, but the stops are critical here, and you can't be as aggressive as they are on defense right now, because as you mentioned, the team fouls are starting to mount up here, and it's going to be a free throw shooting contest here for the Grand Rapids team.
Here's Willis with the first free throw, up and good, as we got a quick sideline with Gina Lloyd. Gina.
Grand Rapids and the Bulls are going neck and neck for tonight's game, but Grand Rapids are not going down without a fight with a lead at 51-45.
Okay, Gina, thank you. As C.J. Fair inbounds one to Michael Mulder. And Jalen Johnson with it, trying to look for someone underneath, as Archie Diacono finding a C.J. Fair, but he's got it. 15-footer's good.
That was excellent ball movement by the Windy City Bulls. Ryan Archie Diacono sensed that he was being a little bit double-teamed, so he found the open player to connect with a nice play.
Grand Rapids with the lead, 52-47. Morris has it for Grand Rapids, dribbles into the paint, puts one off the glass and in. So they get the points back.
It just seems like Grand Rapids can't miss anything right now. Everything is going their way.
Archer Diacono crossover into the paint, left hand off the glass and in.
That was excellent by Ryan Archer Diacono, being a skillful player and using his body to get underneath the basket. He knew that they were going to attack him, so he was playing smart basketball, basically.
How'd that go in, by the way?
Split two defenders and got the left hand off the glass. Nice, friendly roll off the glass. As we're nearing the halfway mark of the third quarter.
As our head coach, Ryan Krueger, is saying, he initiated all the contact.
Well, sometimes you have to initiate the contact to get the foul call.
A lot of that has happened the other way as well.
I was just going to say, you know, be careful what you wish for.
As the free throw is missed, and the ball went out of play. So 5:59, third quarter. Grand Rapids with the five-point lead. Archer Diacono inbound. Johnson trying to find Archer Diacono. He's going to have to go somewhere else as he's at the free throw line. Kicks one out to Mulder. He gets past his guy. Out to Johnson for left wing three. Good!
And again, that was excellent ball movement by Windy City Bulls. Jalen Johnson was looking for Archer Diacono. He was a little bit troubled. Then he passed it to Mulder. Back to Jalen Johnson for the open three-pointer.
And it's a two-point game. Underneath, Noko. And that layup is good.
That was too easy for Noko. He's a big guy underneath the basket. He just used his length and just was able to make the bucket.
Mulder, corner three, good!
There we go, Michael Mulder. Like he has been outstanding these past few games for the Windy City Bulls.
And it's only a one-point game, and it's a Grand Rapids lead. Noko underneath, another. So four straight points for Noko. And the Bulls come back, three-point game, 58-55. Archer Diacono spin move into the paint, trying to get Eddie. Eddie gets hit in the jaw. Out to Jalen Johnson out of the right wing. That's no good. A lot of contact underneath, no call. Back the other way. Speedy Smith into the lane. Paint one off, and no good is Morris. Underneath KJ McDaniels, the former first rounder. That one doesn't go. 4:37, third quarter. Grand Rapids going to the line.
And again, fouls against the Windy City Bulls is putting them in deep trouble right now.
That's four now on Eddie.
So this serious foul trouble for two key contributors for the Bulls. Tyler Harris already on the bench. And now Jarrell Eddie. McDaniels with the second free throw good. So that extends it to a five-point lead, knocking down a pair. Archer Diacono has it. Jarrell Eddy with it in the left wing. Archer Diacono at the top. Takes contact and it draws the foul by Speedy Smith. Maybe a little close. And Archer Diacono got the foul call. So
he shoots three.
He's shooting three because of it.
And I'll ask you the same question I asked you in the first half. Anna wasn't here to hear my question. Why would an official allow an offensive player to force contact and then reward him with free throws? I mean, it happened the other way. We talked about it that way, but that certainly seemed to be a lot of initiation by Archer Diacono.
Yeah, more and more in today's NBA as Archer Diacono knocks down the second one. Knocks down. He's 2-2. Now here's the third attempt coming. More and more in the NBA, you're seeing, no matter what, the contact's made on the offensive player, it's a good shot at being three shots at the line.
Mm-hmm.
Archer Diacono knocks down all three.
And that was just Archer Diacono playing smart. He knew that they were going to be aggressive on him, he was going to initiate the contact to get that.
Yeah, if you're going to get the call, you may as well do it.
Yeah.
So Speedy Smith into the front court, stops his dribble, gives it off to A.J. Hearns with the left wing three, no good.
And nice rebound by Jalen Johnson.
Archer Diacono, right wing three, short. Hearns has the rebound, coming the other way. He's going to try to dribble past two defenders. Kicks one back out to the top. Smith for three. Top of the key. Good.
Man, that didn't even ripple the net.
No, it did not, as it's a five-point lead for Grand Rapids. Here with 3:40 left in the third quarter. Jalen Johnson, power move underneath. No good on the layup. That was a reverse layup attempt. Smith coming the other way. Feeds one under Noko. Back out to Hearn. Three is no good. And Mulder corrals the rebound and back the other way. 3:20 left in the third quarter. And Mulder underneath is good.
Yes, nice look by Jalen Johnson to see that Mulder was underneath the basket to get the easy bucket.
Seems to be a little bit more fight in this Windy City Bulls team to start the third quarter here.
I would say smart basketball right now.
And a little pace to it also.
Yeah, a little pace and 63-60, and we're under 3 minutes. Here's a one feathered in. Noko with the alley-oop toss, and the rebound is corralled by Windy City. Gets a jump fake, and the layup is good.
Another one from Michael Mulder. Again, he is a key factor to Windy City Bulls. These last few games, he has shown a lot.
Michael Mulder with a nice active floater. As we have 2:37 left in the third quarter, it's a one-point game. It's close, 63-62. We'll be right back. Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com.
Tuesday night, your Windy City Bulls face the Grand Rapids Dry, followed by the Greensboro Swarm on Saturday.
Games tip off at 7 p.m.
Tune in live to Windy City Bulls basketball, powered by the Be On Air Network on SportsTownChicago.com.
Hey, it's Frankie and the Illinois... Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
And we're back with Windy City Bulls basketball as they make it a one possession game. They are down one, 2:37 left third quarter, 63-62. Grand Rapids with the lead, and that was a nice start to the third quarter. Now they just need to finish it off and get some momentum going into the fourth.
Yeah, stops are critical again. And, you know, when the offense isn't working, especially with Archie Diacono seeming like having to force things and get bailed out with foul calls, you know, he's still a threat.
Yes.
And he's still going to draw a double team. So now what he's got to do is find the open man.
And that's what Archie Diacono does. He is very good with assists and making plays happen. So he just got to find his way around the Grand Rapids from these double teams and triple teams that they're doing on him.
So Morris has it for Grand Rapids in the left wing. He's going to dribble into the paint. Spin move, left hand off the glass, rattles in and out, and it goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it's going to stay with Grand Rapids. A little dispute underneath, and they talk it over, and they do give it back to Windy City.
It seemed like there were a lot of blue jerseys around that ball. Kind of hard to imagine that a white jersey knocked it out.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like, can anything go Windy City way?
Alex Hamilton, the third, drives into the lane, kicks one out to C.J. Fair, 18-footer, good. And the Windy City Bulls have a lead.
Yeah, that was a great assist by Hamilton to Fair, the two new additions to Windy City Bulls. They're not that new, but new enough.
Newer.
And out of the corner is good inside the arc. The Grand Rapids regain the lead. 65-64, 1:44 left, third quarter. Johnson stops his dribble, left wing, looking for someone. Goes to Alex Hamilton, right wing. Big pass to the left side. Johnson gets into the paint and good.
That was a great play by Jalen Johnson using the backboard to assist him with making that excellent two-point underneath the basket play.
Morris feathers one to John Horford, hands one off to Koenig. Koenig kicks one out, wide open Morris. Corner three is good. And the Grand Rapids bench explodes.
Yeah, that was just a great extra pass, recognizing the open man.
And the Bulls find themselves trailing by two, under a minute to play, 68-66. Mulder for three, got it.
Yes, Michael Mulder is showing out tonight. Why is he called Mulder? He's molding those baskets. That was lame, though, but okay.
You didn't even let us respond. You already called it.
Oh, and a putback slam by KJ McDaniels puts Grand Rapids back in the lead.
You can tell I've been teaching you a little bit, haven't I?
Yes.
Archer Diacono trying to kick one out to Mulder, who has it left wing. Puts up a jumper and rattles, and a kind roll goes. 71-70, Windy City Bulls with the lead. And 15 seconds left here to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, Mulder with 15 points in this game.
Here's a right-hand dribble. 5 seconds left. Three-pointer is up. An air ball. Saved. Hamilton at the buzzer.
Good.
And it's off the shot clock.
Off the shot clock.
And that'll conclude the third quarter. So we'll head into the fourth. Windy City Bulls with the one-point lead. 71-70. And we'll be back on Windy City Bulls Radio Network, sportstownchicago.com.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video.
Huh?
You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
My name is Chris.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
And welcome back to Hoffman Estate Sears Center Arena. We have a sideline report. Gina Lloyd.
OMG, that last little quarter was a little bit hot in the kitchen. I don't know if Grand Rapids can handle the heat. We'll see in this next quarter. Back to you.
Thank you, Gina. And then right to Lucas Steffen.
In the Windy City Bulls huddle, Coach Henry was drawing up plays involving the Bulls cutting along the baseline and then curling out looking for three-pointers. Back to you, Jen.
Yeah, they need to cut more to the basket because that's where they're having most of their success tonight as Morris has it in the left wing as we start the fourth quarter. Koenig for three is rattled around. Offensive rebound putback is good by John Horford. 72-71, Grand Rapids regains the lead. As Hamilton has it top of the key. Wood, and then the give back to Hamilton. Sets the screen up top. Hamilton stops his dribble. Back to Harris. He drives into the lane. Spin move. Left off the glass. Good! As Windy City regains the lead. 73-72. 11:15 left. Fourth quarter.
Yeah, Tyler Harris is picking up where he left off. He has been playing magnificent all night.
Koenig has it. He's going to dribble right into the lane, and contact is made, and Tyler Harris takes his fifth foul. And now Charlie Henry has a decision to make.
Yeah, and he does not look too happy about that because Tyler Harris is playing excellent basketball, and they need him out here.
And they're going to come and get him as Jalen Johnson is going to enter the game. And this game is tied at 73. Almost a minute in to this fourth quarter. Koenig, the Wisconsin alum. Second free throw up and good as Grand Rapids regains the lead. 74-73, under 11 to play. Underneath is Eddie, ball slapped away. And a turnover for Windy City. Grand Rapids the other way. Koenig stops his dribble, feeds it under to John Horford. He puts a fadeaway shot up and no good. Kind of ill-advised as Wood comes the other way. Carrington Ward can't handle the pass, saves it. Back to Wood. At the top, left wing, Hamilton gets one to drive pass and miss, and a foul is called on his way to the basket.
Yeah, Hamilton, he was playing excellent basketball in the first half, made a couple of underneath fast break points. So him being out here is very good for Windy City. He's very aggressive.
The foul is on K.J. McDaniels. As Hamilton cannot knock down the first free throw, and it remains a one-point disadvantage for Windy City.
I'm just being amused by Ryan Krueger, the head coach for Grand Rapids. He thought that should have been an out-of-bounds play rather than a foul shot. He said the Windy City Bulls were lining up to run a play. They thought it was an inbounds play.
As two missed free throws, so I guess it doesn't really matter at this point. Morris splits the defender. Horford kicks one out for three as Koenig, and that is in and out. Battling around for the rebound is Windy City, and they have it. Alex Hamilton coming the other way. Coast to coast, right hand off the glass. Too tough, or too hard, but he will get an attempt to redeem himself at the free throw line.
Another fast break by Hamilton. Being aggressive, attacking the rim, knowing that they're going to foul him to get to the line.
10:05 left fourth quarter, 74-73, Grand Rapids lead. Hamilton's first. Good.
No good.
Check that. No good.
Yeah, now you have to take advantage of this. I mean, if you're gonna drive and you're gonna get the contact and you're not gonna hit the shot, you need to hit the free throws now.
Yeah. A lot of people say free throws are easy, but I can't make one.
Alex Hamilton, his free throw is up and rattles in, so he finally gets one to go. Four straight free throw attempts. And he gets the last one to go. So this game is tied at 74, just under 10 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Speedy Smith has it, and it's coughed up. Johnson has it, coming the other way, behind the back. Hamilton has the ball, looking for someone to get it to. Isn't a hot feather one in, and that is good. Brandon Wood with the layup. Nice, smooth pass.
Yes, excellent pass by Hamilton underneath the basket for Brandon Wood.
Windy City Bulls have the lead, 96-94. Grand Rapids, three is made. That's Reggie Hearn. And they regain the lead. Hamilton the other way. 77-76, Grand Rapids lead. Jalen Johnson, hook off the glass is no good. The other way we go. Smith stops his dribble. Alley-oop dunk. As K.J. McDaniels gives Grand Rapids a three-point lead.
Yeah, some out-of-control offense really led to a couple of easy baskets here for Grand Rapids.
9 minutes to play, and it's blocked away. Grand Rapids with the ball. McDaniels underneath, layup too hard, and then a foul as McDaniels couldn't get it to go. But he will get two free throws. Carrington Ward on the foul. 8:42 left, final quarter, 79-76, Grand Rapids lead.
It looks like the Windy City Bulls are becoming restless. Like they're
KJ McDaniels knocks down the first.
Yeah, Alex Hamilton is what I was just about to say. He's going out of the game. It looked like he was a little bit fatigued, tired, and trying to run up and down the field. Not the field, the court.
Yeah, that last field goal attempt left a wide open shot well short.
That he did, and the second free throw is in. So back to 5-point lead is Grand Rapids. Archidiakono has it. It's stolen away. Speedy Smith coming the other way. Another turnover into the lane and an alley-oop to Noko. Who else? As he slams it home and that bench goes wild. 8:20 left, 83-76, Grand Rapids lead.
Grand Rapids is playing excellent basketball. The Windy City Bulls need to find a way to contain it and make shots.
Nothing doing there on the layup attempt by Wood. Grand Rapids control the ball. Speedy Smith has it. Trying to work past the pick is Wood. He stays on him. 9 left on the shot clock. Kicks it out to right wing Hearn into the paint, and layup is good.
Yeah, the lane was completely open for him to just go in and make that easy layup bucket.
Timeout called by Windy City, 85-76. 7:40 left, fourth quarter. It's back to a 9-point game.
Yeah, and again, just lack of execution on the offensive end, and has certainly led to some easy points. And defensively, I mean, Hearn had a free lane to the basket from about the 3-point line on the wing, diagonally right to the hoop, and no one was there.
Yeah, very easy basket. As a lot of them happened there, the couple alley-oop dunks to Noko, and it's clear when Noko is on the court, he's tough to handle for the Bulls, and they have a mismatch problem there.
Yeah, Windy City Bulls need to really get together, make a plan, draw up something new to get something going here, because if they want to win this game, they have to try something different, because what they're doing right now is not working, and the Grand Rapids are feeding off of that. They're having their way on this court right now, and Windy City Bulls need to take over this court, because this is Windy City Bull court, so they need to take over.
Yeah, it's a 15-5 run here for Grand Rapids over the first couple of minutes of this fourth quarter. It was a 71-70 game at the end of three, and now 85-76.
So what do you suppose Charlie Henry is telling the team in that huddle as they're starting to break the huddle?
Well, you know, you hear that chant every once in a while here in this arena, defense. It all starts on defense.
All right, let's take it to a sideline. Luke Steffen, what do you got for us?
Michael Mulder was really encouraging his teammates not to help out Grand Rapids and be careful with the ball. Coach Henry, however, was focused on defense. He repeated multiple times throughout that huddle, dig in, we've come back before, we've just got to do it again. Back to you, John.
Thank you, Luke, and echoing Andy Mazur is that.
And I wasn't in the huddle, I swear.
That's just affirmation there. 85-76, Grand Rapids with the lead, 7:40 left, fourth quarter. Archidiakono inbounds, CJ Fair, Archidiakono has it. Eddie, top of the key, stops his dribble. Archidiakono back to Eddie, top. And Harris has it, playing with 5 fouls. Into the paint, spin move, right hand is too hard. And from behind is stolen Eddie. He jacks up a 3, that's in and out. And unfortunately couldn't make the most out of that turnover, back the other way.
That was a nice open look by Jarrell Eddie, but for some reason his 3-point is not going down.
Speedy Smith having himself a pretty decent game, and here's a pass, bounce pass into the paint. Fadeaway shot is good.
He had a lot of Windy City Bulls jerseys surrounding him, and still was able to get that shot off with no problem.
Reggie Hearn with that basket, 87-76, 11-point game, 6:45. Here's a little kind roll off the front of the rim, and that goes for Jarrell Eddie. 87-78, 6:30 left, fourth quarter. Smith, Willis, 3, no good. Bulls rebound. Tyler Harris has it, brings it into the front court. Back to Archidiakono, he's going to cut into the lane, take some contact. That thing swatted out of bounds.
Yeah, I think Archie Diacono was looking for a foul as he was driving into the lane, but unfortunately he didn't get it, and he also got his foul, his ball blocked. 12 seconds out of bounds.
12 seconds on the shot clock. Archie Diacono looking for an inbound. Here's Mulder, three, up and off.
And no white jerseys under the basket either.
And there was a lot of room under there too. Speedy Smith. Hurts is it a, maybe an ankle. Gives it up to McDaniels. They're basically playing with four here. Kicks it out, right corner, three, in and out. Offensive rebound, McDaniels, Tufts puts it up and in.
Yeah, getting beat to the ball underneath, a couple of rebounds. And coaches will tell you, rebound is a desire. It's not a, it's a skill too,
yeah.
But it's a desire. You have to want to be there and block your guy out.
And that's what the Windy City Bulls need to do. They need to be more aggressive, be cautious about these fouls, but be more aggressive with coming up with these rebounds.
Here's KJ McDaniels with the and one, and it is in. So it's a 12-point lead for Grand Rapids. 5:50 left, fourth quarter. Archie Diacono trying to get his team orchestrated. Back to Archie Diacono, the right wing three is off. So the three-point shooting just not working tonight.
Now tonight, if Windy City Bulls is five and a half minutes left, if they do not win this game, they're out of the playoff.
Good observation, Anna, and that's true. It, three games left, and they're three games back of Grand Rapids. They really have a chance to knock out the Bulls. And they're up 12. They're looking good to do it. 5:25 left in the fourth quarter, 90-78. Here's Fair. Kicks it out to Archie Diacono, top of the key. Willis is guarding. The tall 6'10 forward. Kicks out Eddie, three. Ooh. Takes contact. He's going to the line.
That was a smart, smart play by Ryan Archie Diacono
and
by Jarrell Eddie.
And that's three shots.
Now I'm kind of surprised, you know, with Archie Diacono, with the fact that he was on a 6'10 player, didn't cross him over and take him to the basket. Now, again, they get the three free throws here, but it looked like they had the good mismatch going on inside.
And the first free throw's up and good. And to your point, when Archie Diacono gets into the paint, it seems like good things happen. They're just, for some whatever reason, trying to get back into this game by firing up threes, and they're not knocking them down tonight.
Yeah, Jarrell Eddie is an excellent three-point a free throw shooter, so he should make these last two.
Eddie.
Should. Ooh.
Oh,
spoke
Anna.
Too soon as
oh,
he misses
Anna.
The second.
Always. Always.
Announces Jake's.
Always.
Lucas
but majority
Steffen,
of the
radio
time.
Engineer.
You said Lucas. Chris Rouse.
Too many names to remember.
Your name is?
Slim
John
Shady.
Are you the real Slim Shady?
Do you want me to stand up?
No.
Under five to play, fourth quarter. Noko kicks one out. Back underneath to Noko, power move, but kicks it out. Smith into the paint, finds KJ McDaniels going to the basket. He makes the layup, tough play. 92-80, Grand Rapids lead.
He was in the air for 5 seconds.
Yeah, that was an excellent play by Grand Rapids. And again, nothing.
3-point made by Jarrell Eddie as he keeps things interesting for a little bit. Under 4.5 to play in the game. 92-83. Hearn has it. Right-hand dribble into the paint, wide open underneath, and misses the layup point blank. Back the other way, C.J. Fair finding, feathering a nice pass to Archie Diacono. Back to Fair, left-hand shot is good from the southpaw, from the right elbow. So 92-85, Grand Rapids lead, 3:48 to play. Smith with it, three is good, as that makes things interesting. 3:36 left in the game. Archie Diacono finding someone, cutting. Mulder has it. Tyler Harris, top, kicks one out to Fair. pops up a three, and that's good.
Yeah, C.J. Fair, I've noticed he has been hesitant with the three-pointer, and he always go inside, but finally he knocks down this three-pointer.
3:10 to play. Grand Rapids with the lead, 95-88. As Noko has it at the top, fakes a handoff, then gives it to Smith. Smith being guarded by Eddie as a tough contested three is no good. Coach wanted a foul back to Smith after the offensive rebound and the alley-oop one-handed slam by KJ McDaniels.
Grand Rapids is just having their way with Windy City right now. It's just unreal.
Archie Diacono misses a three and gets his own rebound. 97-88, Grand Rapids with the lead. Harris kicks it out for three, no good. A really bad shot there. Back the other way, KJ McDaniels under the hoop. Loses his dribble, but gets it back. And he's got it in the left wing. And settles things down as the clock is a factor in this game now.
I'd expect Grand Rapids to take the shot clock down to the very last seconds each possession they get now.
And that's an air ball. So that's a turnover for Grand Rapids, as there's been a bunch of them in this game. 97-88, Grand Rapids lead, 2:05 to play.
I love those J's on Kay Felder's feet. I bet I can fit them because he's kind of short.
Explain to the viewers what he is, what he has on.
I'm just saying, I was admiring the shoes. I love Jordans.
So what needs to happen here in the final 2 minutes for the Bulls to keep their playoff hopes alive?
Well, you need some quick baskets, first of all. You got to settle, unfortunately, now for some threes. But, again, the key is stops because, like I said, Grand Rapids is going to hold that ball to the final seconds of the shot clock each time down now.
Yeah, but who can they trust with a three-pointer shot right now? All I can say is Brandon Wood or Michael Mulder. Right now it's their best bet to go for the three-pointer. As the last game, those were the two key guys that were able to bring the Bulls back into the game. So I'm assuming Brandon Wood, Michael Mulder to make something happen.
So the season is on the line for the Windy City Bulls, 2:05 to play, and it's a 9-point deficit that they are facing.
I mean, now's the time you got to come out with a ton of energy. I mean, the crowd is up right now. The T-shirts are flying into the stands. You got to try to feed off of this a little bit because, as you point out, I mean, the season, it all comes down to the final 2:05 of this game.
Yeah.
And if you don't make the playoffs, you know, you're going to start losing your crowd, and then you have one home game left on Saturday that basically means nothing except for just reps for maybe some of the guys that might get called up to the big league roster.
Yeah, and it's all about how bad do they want it. Do they really want to be in the playoffs? If they do, they need to prove it right now, these 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
Chris Rouse, we have a sideline. Gina Lloyd.
Ooh-wee. I don't know how to say this last quarter is on fire right now. I'm trembling right now. Back to you.
Gina Lloyd is nervous, and rightfully so. The season is sort of coming down to the wire here. As we're we're nearing the 2 minutes. Tyler Harris has it. Archie Diacono top. Kicks one out. Archie Diacono right wing. Back to Eddie. Left wing three. Off the mark. And it is saved. Archie Diacono has it. Back to Tyler Harris. And he knocks down his defender. What do they call? It's a blocking foul. And that one was on Hearn. As Grand Rapids head coach not happy.
Yeah, even though his team is up, it sounds like he hasn't been happy throughout the whole game, but his team is still winning.
That's only the fourth team foul on Grand Rapids, so this will be an inbounds pass. As Mulder finds Tyler Harris, he gets past his guy, left hand, kind of strange looking shot, and he gets bailed out by a foul call, 1:38 left, fourth quarter. That's the third on Hearn. And here's Tyler Harris at the free throw line. He's got to knock these down. First one's up. Good. 97-89, 1:38 left.
I've seen stranger things happen in 98 seconds.
Yeah, I've seen strange things happen in like 30 seconds, too.
And the second one rattles off the front and back of the iron, and that goes in. So it's a seven-point game. As Grand Rapids, I would think, would try to slow this thing down and run the shot clock down, but you never know.
This one you have to get aggressive on defense and speed them up.
Ryan is going to try to go for a foul. I mean, a steal, pretty sure.
There's six on the shot clock as they get it down there.
Tyler, no
three
foul.
Three left.
No foul, Tyler.
Smith out of the elbow, no good. And a foul on the Bulls. As that one's on Ryan Archidiacono.
Yeah, he grabbed onto Noko to try to pull him out of the way. Tried to do it slyly, but got caught.
It was sly enough for me not to see, so thank you. Speedy Smith has it. Archidiacono guarding. And now the switch. Harris on him. Blows past him. Smith, the right elbow, is no good. And another foul underneath.
Mulder did the same thing.
And you are right, as Mulder got physical as well. So that's the fifth team foul. And that results in two free throws.
Yeah, this right here is what got the Bulls in trouble, is these fouls.
We're at 59.2 left. Just under a minute. 8-point lead now as Noko knocks in the first.
He's had double-doubles now in five of his last six games, 20 points now and 12 rebounds.
There's no question he's a monster as the second one goes up and in. The battle-tested Bulls are battled again tonight. Archidiacono gives it off to Eddie, top of the key three, and that is no good, as that kind of symbolizes the night for the Bulls. Ball's knocked away temporarily, but back in the hands of Grand Rapids. 14 to shoot on the shot clock. 99-90 as the season, at least the playoff hopes, are falling as a three is knocked down by Speedy Smith. And that'll all but end any run at playoffs that the Bulls may have wanted.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that the Bulls couldn't pull it out right now, but it's still 32.2 seconds. Anything is possible, but yeah, they're down by 12.
102-90, 32.2 seconds left as the Bulls did call a timeout. They're going to talk things over. What? Maybe fight up a three and try to get some steals.
Yeah,
it's basically to set up defenses, especially after you make a basket. Hopefully, you get one in, and then you can force a press, maybe get yourself a turnover. If nothing else, you foul and hope for the best.
Let it fly. Just got to let it fly at this point. I mean, you got to go in the season-saving mode right here. Just pretty much let Jarrell Eddie, maybe Jalen Johnson, let it fly here.
Passionate fan Chris Rouse, also our executive producer on site. 102-90, 32.2 seconds left. And he's right. You know, this season comes down to the
catch and shoot.
It comes down to this. Here's the inbound. Mulder trying to back down his defender. He's in the left wing. Kicks one up. That's no good. Harris with the rebound. Jarrell Eddie for three. That's off. Rebound is corralled by Grand Rapids. And they're going to come down the other end and shoot free throws.
Looks like Grand Rapids coach is finally satisfied.
He might go sit down.
He claps. He finally claps in. Yes, he's having a seat.
102-90, 20 seconds left.
You're
well,
right, John.
This is another team that Grand Rapids doesn't have to deal with in the playoff hunt, in their eyes. Windy City falling short is disappointing, of course, in their second full season. First under Charlie Henry. 20.3 left. 19.7, 103-90. As they'll get a sideline out.
Hey, on the high side, other side, say high speed.
And this game is nearing its end here.
Be on the high side, Derek.
Windy City Bulls have no choice but to look for an open man for a three-point.
That one inbound pass is knocked away. Mulder stops his shot, and Fair hits a three. 10-point game, 10 seconds left. Foul is called on C.J. Fair. They're going to fight this thing till the end. 9 seconds left in the game. And unfortunately, we will not see Windy City in the playoffs this year.
That's unfortunate, too. I mean, the way they played down the stretch, they had that streak of six in a row. And then sometimes the team expends a lot of energy with those wins and certainly trying to get back into a season. And now they've lost the last two, and the last one in heartbreaking fashion.
Yeah. And that double overtime, it was unfortunate.
As there's a timeout call by the Bulls, 7.1 seconds left. They're going to draw up one more play.
I mean, you owe it to your fans and you owe it to your team to go out fighting.
Yeah.
That's just the kind of the way the athlete and the competitive level of this Bulls team.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of positives you can point to. I mean, obviously, with the parent club, the Chicago Bulls in a rebuild mode, they've been had a couple of their guys gone for a while, you know, Archie Diacono, and now the leading scorer in the G League, Blakeney's up for the rest of the year.
So then let me ask you, what do you think the Bulls do with Ryan Archie Diacono? I know it's only speculation, but...
Oh, Chris Dunn's in a walking boot right now.
So Archie Diacono's going to be a good call-up.
I would say there's a good shot of that.
Yeah, and then as we can see that if Antonio Blakeney was in this game, it probably wouldn't have ended this way.
Mulder puts up a three at the buzzer. Well, not at the buzzer, but 4 seconds left. And then Grand Rapids has the rebound. They run out the clock. And that will end any playoff hopes for the Windy City Bulls. 104-93 is your final score here in Hoffman Estates.
Yeah, Windy City Bulls is still a great overall team. I've seen them grown as far as like the beginning of the season till now. They have really, 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 really changed the way their form of play is. They became more aggressive defensively and offensively and attacking the basket. So I saw greatness in Windy City, even though they're not in the playoffs. It's unfortunate, but
that it is.
Next season, maybe.
You know, unfortunately, the season does end after the next two games for the Bulls, but for the Grand Rapids, for Grand Rapids Drive, they have a 2.5-game lead over Lakeland. So they're looking good for their playoff position. And they actually climb into the fifth spot because they were in a tie with Long Island. So they actually move into the five spot. Long Island is in sixth. And now you have Lakeland trailing, and that's the last team that has any hope of making it into the Eastern Conference. But for Windy City Bulls basketball, John Kahn, Andy Mazur, Anna Standback, and our executive producer, Chris Rouse, we're going to send it upstairs to the post-game show. Guys, take it away.
Thank you, John. We are here for the post-game show at the Sears Center Arena in Hoffman Estates. The Windy City Bulls fall to the Grand Rapids Drive. The final score of 104-93. So a tough loss for the Bulls. The Bulls trying to keep their season alive, keep the playoff hopes alive, but not to be tonight. The Bulls will close out with these two games at the end of the week. That will be the end of the Windy City Bulls 2017-2018 season. Up here with Blake Galvan and Lydia Bilas, I'm Joe Kesnick, here to take you out for the postgame show. Guys, a tough one, a really strong performance by the Bulls in the third quarter, a tough one in the first, as we were talking about the first half, but they come out strong, score 39 points in the third quarter.
Great.
To outscore themselves in the entire first half, just 34 in the first half, 32, I'm sorry. So a huge third quarter, but it seemed like it took a lot out of them to make that run in the third and to make that push, their last playoff push. They really didn't have much left.